running until August 31st. The Polygon Gallery is pleased to present Deck Chair Cinema, an outdoor summer film series taking place on Kate's Deck, located on the waterfront directly in front of the gallery, hosted for 10 Thursdays beginning on June 29th. The screening commences at sunset and will be complemented by music and entertainment leading up to a curtain time. Admission to the Deck Chair Cinema is by donation and includes access to the gallery's summer exhibition, Jeremy Shaw, Phase Shifting Index. To learn more about this event, visit thepolygon.ca, thepolygon.ca. The venue again is at 101 Carey Kate's Court in North Vancouver, BC. Go and enjoy some nighttime cinema outdoors.
Thank you. All right. Next, we love to promote female artists here on CJSF. So we have some female artists lined up. And we're going to start off with Mary Garnett Edwards. Here's Mother, Don't You Worry.
You like the nerve, you like the game, I can see nerve.
and that was Brat Boy. And Brat Boy is composed of Bella Bebe and Megan Magdalena, Tony Dallas, and that was from their album Brat World. Before that, we played Annika and the Earthlings, and before that was Mary Garnett Edwards. All right, so John, you had a question for Troy.
Yeah. Today, when Troy picked me up in White Rock, I noticed he had a black shirt with an owl on it, and the owl says Wisp Lair. Now, can you explain that?
That's the new sub-label for Rain Dragon Records, and Rain Dragon Records has been around since 2014. We were for a while in cahoots with the Disability Foundation, and we were actually giving $1 from every record sale to the Disability Foundation. We did that for, I think, up until about 2018 or 2019. Around COVID time, it died out, and, you know, times got hard. Yeah. But what had happened was I started the Wisp Lair. We did a few releases, like rap, hip-hop releases, and that was the direction at the beginning of the Wisp Lair. But over time, and, you know, just something in me, it just didn't feel right, like, and I just wanted to go back to my roots of, like, folk and country, and I decided that Wisp Lair will actually now be the home of, like, whatever we put out, or if there's any folk artists or blues artists we want to, we'll put them out on there, basically. So it's like a community little indie label, basically.
Very interesting. I see you have your hats and many, many different musical positions. You produce your own music, you said, too, as well?
Yeah, yeah. We compose out of the Wisp Lair. There's we have like a little little studio, like little makeshift studio, and, you know, we've recorded. We did put out a release, but there was some things that needed some touch-ups on it, and we kind of rushed the release on the Wisp Lair. We wanted to just have something out, but we decided that rather just have something out, like, let's have something that we're really proud of. So Kenny and I, we're just going to be playing out live, and we'll have something up there soon. Right now, there's a couple EPs on my Troy Ounce Bandcamp, but we will start releasing on Wisp Lair. Like, that will be the home base. So
Wisp Lair, LAIR?
Yeah, Wisp Lair. That's WHISP Lair.
Awesome.
Excellent. All right, now let's get to more of your music, Troy. Tell me about this one called Afraid of Heights.
This is actually one of our new singles. It's a really folk single. We Kenny and I haven't jammed this one out yet, but we do have it tracked because it's just me and my guitar, basically. But we did record this off the floor in Wisp Lair. So just to, you know, it's one of the first, I would say, Wisp Lair recordings that is in the you know, our path of what we're doing now, like back into folk. And it's a real indie folk tune, honestly. A little bit not as Western as our other stuff, or, you know, rock and roll, have you.
Yeah. Cool.
Used to be afraid of heights, but now I'm more afraid of myself. Fighting wars inside my mind, trying to be someone else. Now I'm drinking more than ever before. I climb and I climb.
All right, and we're back, and we have an important message that they want to tell us about.
That song is it's just a song for the people, anyone that's like going through hard times or like feeling lonely. Like I wrote that just really lonely, and you know, sometimes when you're lonely, you can get yourself in a real dark place, and yeah. Like it's good to have a support system with people to pull you out of that. And sometimes, you know, maybe you don't want to burden your support system, and I don't know, that's just a song that I feel, it's just, you know, be good to yourself, and because at the end of the day, you know, we can be our worst enemy.
Be aware of your mental health.
Just be aware of, you know, and just, you know, keep going, and you know, just get out, walk around if you can, and I don't know, that's what helps me, and I don't know, that's just, I felt was important to say with that song, you know.
Mm-hmm, for sure, yes. And we have a PSA for crisis suicide prevention.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired, because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands. Even writing it down, nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
Oh, I'm just a fix for you.
With that was Fix for You. Yes. All right. So Kenny's got some stories for us.
Yes. Well, a little story about how I got to this beautiful place called Vancouver. I was living in a town called Santa Cruz, California for a long time, and from my Hollywood days. And when I decided to get into the cooking world, and I was a personal chef in the Silicon Valley and stuff like that. So I wanted to give something back to my community. So I came down to New Hope Chef, and I was coming to the border and didn't quite make it across because I had way too many things with me, like a drum set and a massage table and a chef knives and yada yada, all that stuff. So I ended up actually becoming a hostel manager And I managed a hostel for 4 years in Birch Bay out of an old converted Air Force barracks. And that was a phenomenal job. I met so many people from all over the world who would come stay at our youth hostel. And at a 10,000 square foot building, we had a drum circle outside that was built by the scouts with a big fire in the center. And it was just a lovely place, a lot of fun. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So tell me about this last song that you guys are going to be playing for us.
This is a funny one, actually. It's more of a comedic song, and it's good that I've never actually got to say this, but like I kind of knock a few of the country singers in it, like because there's kind of been this kind of battle between outlaw country and pop country. But I've actually with Fix For You, you could tell that I'm kind of more getting into the pop country sound myself. Like I'm not so it's not us versus them anymore. You know, I kind of think it's all great. But like Luke Combs, for example. Hardy, all these guys, I actually really like these guys, but you'll hear me in this song kind of tell them to like, oh, you know, Luke Combs should take a hike and this and that. But I want to like say it's all from just a funny place, and because there is a plethora of artists like Blaze Foley that they are getting the recognition today, and especially they have with movies and Netflix biopics and stuff like that. But It's still just my own way of like a song of like, you know, these guys are cool, but you know, step aside because, you know, these guys are really the real, you know, the diamonds of country music. And the thing is, I'm sure these people themselves would agree, and they might even smirk at this song. But yeah, there's no ill will from me on this song, but it is kind of like a song. It's like an outlaw ballad, I would say, for like, you know, just, you know, loving outlaw country singers and stuff, and the kind of the hell with pop country. But I do like certain pop country songs. So it's just more of there's a organicness to some of these, you know, older outlaw artists that maybe might not be known by the general population. So this is my song for those artists. So
all right.
Come to Nashville in droves, diamonds among stones, just looking for a home for their sad old soul. Hell, they can all go back to Buffalo. This ain't country anymore. Tell me, Hardy is a lame and Brian can go away. Charlie's probably wrong.
Catch these guys at the Admiral this Saturday, 3 o'clock, right?
3 o'clock.
3 That's o'clock, us, guys. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Thanks for having us.
Wham Bam.
East Van!
Yeah, baby. We'll catch you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Sweet.
We actually got a few minutes here, so we're going to quickly spin the Wheel of Spiel. You can hear it.
Wheel of Spiel. It goes to game.
It goes to sports.
Sports.
Did you play any sports when you were younger?
I did play football. I played football for a little bit.
Yes? How about you?
Baseball. Baseball been very good to me.
Kenny's been a baseball. Okay, and you wanted to do some shout-outs.
Yeah, I just want to do a quick plug. Follow me on Instagram, TroyOunce91. Also follow Wisplayer on Instagram at Wisplayer. Bandcamp is TroyOunce.bandcamp.com. Spotify, the whole bit, TroyOunce. Kenny?
Yeah, I got a couple things. Shout out to my beautiful girl, Linda, and her TalonArts.com. So there you go.
And John just spinned the wheel again and landed on food. John, what are you eating these days?
Food? I love my omelets I make for my brunch, mushrooms, onions, garlic. I cut up little sausages, and then I put some really nice cheddar cheese. That makes a nice omelet.
Love that.
Chef John over here.
Love that, like a frittata.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm a chicken wings guy.
Chicken wings, yeah.
Ain't no thing but a chicken wing.
Chicken wings for you too,
I like chicken wings. I'm more of a lasagna guy.
Oh, lasagna, okay.
I like Garfield. I like my lasagna.
All right, and sushi for me, people. All right.
Sushi.
Gotta love that sushi. Okay.
All right. Mushy.
We'll catch you guys all next week. The next show is, I think it's Alternative Radio, so stay tuned for that.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Woo!
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty...